Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis Podcast. Today's community partners are Candy J Agency and Yellow Bird Counseling LLC. Make sure that you go and check them out on all social media platforms. And hey, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapy Sis on all podcast platforms. We can't wait to connect with you. Great day, great day. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. We are so excited that you're back. Y'all, after today, we only have one more episode. One more episode left. Merry belated Christmas. Happy Christmas. What you supposed to say? Happy Kwanzaa, boo, because the Kwanzaa season starts today. So happy Kwanzaa to those who are celebrating Kwanzaa, but belated Merry Christmas to all the people, I think.
Advent. Is that? No.
It is the Advent season.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Happy Advent season day.
Oh, I can't believe we are about to wrap up episode. Well, this is episode 12.
No, this is episode 13.
Oh, wow. We stuck to it, huh?
We did stick to it.
I'm glad. God is so amazing. Well, y'all, no, I ain't gonna say tonight.
Disclaimer. We keep telling y'all.
We record.
We record at night. That's what we do.
This episode, we're going to talk about vision. With the new year coming up, we're literally, 10 days away from the
new year? When people hear this episode, they'll be 5 days away.
Ooh, my God. Well, we're so very close to the new year. And, you know, a lot of people during this time of the year, they like to create vision boards and they like to cut out pictures and stuff and host vision board parties. But I don't subscribe to that channel.
Me either. Neither do I. I think that's a let me not say it's not a waste of time. I'm not gonna say that. I see a lot of people doing vision boards and having vision board parties. I'm not gonna say it's a waste of time. What I am going to say is it doesn't work for everybody.
That's good, and I'm one of those bodies that it don't work for. Okay. For at least a few years, I tried the vision board method. And child, it don't work. You can see them pictures of Oprah and them quotes that say boss lady all day long. But I don't quite get how going through magazines and finding pictures or whatever that may, how that may go, how that makes it manifest. I just, it don't work for me like that. What about you?
So it's so crazy. So I know like people like, but the Bible says write the vision and make it plain. Keyword here is write.
Right. Huh?
Write the vision. Okay. So I don't know. One morning I woke up and it was on the scripture of the day was Habakkuk 2:17. And of course, I don't know about our listeners to say the ain'ts in the saints and the ain'ts, but I ain't never been past Habakkuk 2:2. Like, I'm about to be real. 2:2 and 2:3, baby. That's it. So that was like the whole chapter of Habakkuk, like read the whole book of Habakkuk. And I was like, okay, let me read it. And y'all, if you read it, you'll know what Habakkuk 2:2 is about. Habakkuk 2:2 was not a vision for like a futuristic thing. God was saying, hey, write these words so when it comes to pass, you got a reference to go back to, because I told you this, right? It was more instructional than it was, okay, this is what I need you to be praying for. So I think a lot of times when people use that scripture, write the vision and make it plain, you got to know what's going on. I was always taught, you know, in minister leadership classes in school, I was always taught like you don't stop where you see it. You go back to the origin of it. And so I had to read the whole chapter, the whole, like what happened before 2 and 2. So in 1, it was a cry. Like the people, the Israelites were encaptured by the Babylonians. So Habakkuk wasn't about writing vision, creating prophetic words. It was literally about strategizing and getting ready for war. So when we quote that scripture during vision board, us saints, quote that scripture, write the vision, make it plain. You literally saying, I need to prepare. I'm writing the vision for how I'm going to war for the next year, not the vision of what's going to manifest in my life for the next year.
That's good, Sean. I literally never thought of it like that. But I can say for me, what has been effective as it relates to vision for the new year has been writing down my plans, my intentions. Writing my intentions down has been the thing that has worked for me. Not, you know, doing vision boards, anything like that. It's just simply me, and I call them my prayers, me writing down, you know, God, this is what I want. This is the scripture that, you know, supports that. And this is what I am believing you for. I'm believing you for, you know, the connections, the resources, the people, the relationships, however they may go, to, you know, be able to check this off of my list or my prayer list or however that may go. And so it wasn't until recently that I just was like, I don't believe in vision boards because they don't work. And, you know, not to say that.
Don't say they don't work. They don't work for you.
Yeah, they don't work for me. Because
some people may be prayer visual, right? Their prayers may be prayer visual, right? They may need to see their prayers in like, they may do the same thing you doing, but just using pictures. They may be vision learners.
Yeah.
So everybody, like you have an auditory learner, you have, you know, so that may be how they see vision is through view. Like I need these pictures. I do a scrapbook. So my vision is not the vision board, quote unquote. I do a scrapbook of prayers and it's not based upon scripture. It's based upon a relationship for me. So it's like, how do I see God in this year? Like, I know how I address him, but how do I see him? How do I see him to move? And what space am I giving him in this year, right? We're supposed to give him everywhere, but what space do I need to give him the most?
That's good.
And so my vision is not based upon what I want. I'm basing it upon what I need to see him at. Well, God, I need to experience your intimacy. So my prayers or the prayers or prayers in my prayer journal or a vision prayer journal, I don't know what I call it. I just call it a prayer journal. Mm-hmm. But my prayers are centered around the intimacy of God because that's what I really want to see in 2022. Mm-hmm. And the intimacy may be financial breakthrough. The intimacy may be healing. The intimacy may be relationship resolution words, like my vocabulary. I've always asked the Holy Spirit, expand my vocabulary. Like, let me create, even if I had to create words to create a sound that you can respond to, let me do that.
So can we talk about how transparent you want to be on this episode.
Girl, you know, ain't no limitations.
So let's talk about individually and collectively. What is your, or what is the word or the phrase, or what do you feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to you personally as it relates to your life for 2022?
Honestly, it's just don't rush you. It's literally invest in you and don't rush you and be consistent. Like, don't get so unmotivated because it started off good and then there's like a plateau. So for instance, like I really been praying about our podcast and I'm like, Lord, you know, Cynthia moved by numbers, Jesus. So I need you to give her some numbers. She do. She said, how often she gonna be? And I want to share, and I want to say thank you to all. We are at 81% United States. Our numbers went from being 13 y'all to we at 147. People.
For real?
Yes. Our biggest episode is episode one. Episode one has the most listeners. And then actually the last episode, I think it was episode 10, it had the second. And then episode 11 had third. So I'm curious to see what episode 12 will have.
Wow.
But yeah, I always check the numbers because I was like, God, I need, you know, I want to be able to show you like you, the consistency works if you work it, right? Like, so it's for me, it's all about I've literally praying for the consistency and for God to just blow my mind that I cannot think big enough for him. Right? Like, allow me to think big enough that it's too big for me to think about it.
That's good.
And so that's just been my prayer. And then my second prayer has been for 2022, allow my big enough to spread throughout my anybody connected to me. For real connected to me. Not just know me, but connected to me. That not they have rapport with me, but they have an intimate relationship with me. So you could be connected to somebody and you may be able to get pieces of the fruit, but I need the people I have intimate relationships to get some manifestation of what God has for me.
Come on, big God, do it. Cause I'm intimately connected, huh? That's all I'm saying. I'm plugged in, huh? Call me Glade, okay? Anyway. Call me Glade. You heard me. that was funny. In my past life, I probably was a comedian. Anyway.
And an actress, but go ahead.
Listen, call me Loretta Devine, huh? Is he watching me walk away?
All right.
Oh, what's on my okay?
So what about you, Miss? I just got a call for sober chicks. So taking sober chicks to another level, we know that.
Absolutely, that's on the prayer list every year. I want for those of you who don't know, who are new to the podcast, because I can't.
You. Do not say potty. I don't know where she got that from, y'all. And she just been stuck on it. And I'm like, who going to the toilet? And why are they listening to us on the toilet?
It's the podcast.
Okay. She's talking about that show for podcast.
Okay,
why?
So
this can't go somewhere else, but go ahead.
The potty. So that's always a prayer. It don't matter. Always going to be a prayer. For those of you who don't know, the Sober Chicks movement is a lifestyle movement that God has given me. And it's used to basically curate experiences for like-minded women and give women who are opposed to community. I want to bridge the gap between the older generation of women and and the younger generation of women, because we need both generations to win. And so that has always been a prayer on my prayer request. It's one of those prayers that just kind of just grow. It grows. It don't go away. It just grows. And definitely praying about that. But this thing has been bubbling up in my spirit as it relates to me personally. The word femininity.
Interesting. That's been the word for the year that I've been talking about all year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like God is about to take me on another journey within.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to dive deeper into that word as it relates to myself. So,
you sound a little scared. What's you scared of?
Because I don't know what this will, what it will bear.
It will bear you being totally unguarded.
Child. Ooh, girl.
Femininity is an unguarded place. It is your original place. It's exactly what Eve was before the serpent came.
that's what I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly where Eve was. So a lot of people, and this is so off the subject, y'all, please don't. It's so off. So when people hear that word,
that's in alignment with vision, because it's the vision that God originally intended.
Right. So a lot of people, when they hear that word, they automatically think makeup and hair. I don't know why.
Mm.
They think beauty, right? Like they think makeup, hair, nails, lashes. Why? I don't know. Femininity is the origin of your original state before Eve got hoodwinked and bamboozled. Femininity has nothing to do with the outer. It has everything to do with the inner. It is the place where your heart is softened.
Mm.
And you allow God to sing over you as a daughter and not just as a saint.
Mm. Girl, come on, Zephaniah.
So it is the surrendering of being a daughter and not just your title. It is the ability to be called into womanhood, another level of womanhood. And it's not just your ability to produce, right? Like we think womanhood is production. It is not. Womanhood, that's the duty of womanhood, the product of womanhood, right? But it is not the encaptivation of womanhood. That's just the the fruit of womanhood. So when you hear someone saying you need to tap into your femininity, that means you have to get to the place of sensitivity. That means you have to get to the place of nakedness and being stripped into the presence of God. And you have to allow him to intimately connect with you. Mm-hmm. And it's not just prayer. It's literally allowing him to lie in his lap and allow him to sing over you. Mm-hmm. And so it is that place of non-surrendering. I have no hesitations. You can take all of me from the rape, from the molestation, from the mistreatment. It is everything that is has caused me to be guarded with this place of femininity, every place that's violated every part of my body, and eventually it violated my mind. That's femininity. Like that's the restoring of femininity. It's like giving God all of those places. Every time I've allowed a man to misuse my body just to feel confirmed, that's a place of femininity, right? Like that's those places, right? The guilt of being a woman, that's another place of femininity, because a lot of people feel guilty for being female. The dissafety of being a female. So all of those things are really you tapping into your femininity. It's like literally letting go of your fears of being a woman.
So it's one of those things, you can describe how lit, and you're going to ask me why I'm scared.
But why are you scared of something you already operate in? Just because I put a name to it doesn't mean you should be scared. You operate in it. You can't be a soul. Your whole movement is called Sober Chick.
No, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm sober in every area.
But I'm saying, femininity is the foundation of who your movement is about.
Absolutely. So that's why I say, you know, but I don't know what Cynthia looks like on the other side of it. And so that's the scary part, because I know what it took for me to get to here. But getting to there, there's another version of myself that I haven't found as of yet. So there's kind of like a whole new version of myself that I haven't even met yet. So it's kind of like, oh Lord, what's she gonna be like, you know? because I'm still getting to know this version of myself. So you telling me iOS 15 point still gonna come again? What? And I got to update again. So I guess that's the reservation that I feel in my spirit. But I keep that word keeps bubbling up in my spirit. And I find myself late at night doing devotionals about it. I'm, you know me, looking for books, praying and asking God to continue to reveal in totality what that means for me as it relates to 2022. Because I realized the deeper that I go in him, the more the layers of hurt begin to dissipate. So yeah, that's one. You gave two, so I gave two. So I ain't gonna give y'all no more, but I'm excited about 22. I really am. I haven't, you know, you be excited about years past, but this upcoming year carries a different kind of excitement. And I don't know why. I can't tell you why, but my spirit knows well. My soul knows well. So I'm just...
You're excited and I'm just here. I'm blah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why?
Not very. I just one of my colleagues was like, well, how you feeling? I was like, indifferent. I'm not happy, I'm not sad. I'm just another year. And which is so crazy, because I will be a whole new decade. I will be 20 years in my sorority. It'll be 22 years since I graduated high school. It'll be
roaring 20s for you, huh?
Yeah, it really is, but very much so. And God keeps confirming, like, this is the year that he will come, like, he being the husband. But I'm not excited about it. I'm not excited about that word as I would in previous years.
Is it because you feel like you've done it before?
It don't have nothing to do with it. Here's the crazy thing. I know he's going to have kids again. So all my fears will be conquered this year, right? Mm-hmm. Like him having kids, the biggest fear. Me being in a place of stepping out my comfort zones when it comes to counseling and ministry and the brand of...
You going to open up the practice this year?
My practice been open.
No, I'm talking about a physical building.
Oh no, man, we'll never open a physical building. It will always be remote. This is the new way of counseling. It will always be remote. Ain't no physical. Ain't no physical going on. And honestly, I've had more people come to me now because it's not a convenience of trying to rush to get to a building. Mm-hmm. I can have therapy anywhere I would like. If I want to have therapy in my car, I can. If I want to have it in my living room, my office, I can have it anywhere. So the conveniency of it all, so I can't make up an excuse. When there was a physical building, I had an excuse. Well, you know, I ain't got nowhere to park. My child just, this just happened. Mm-hmm. That just happened. So yeah, no, I'm going to stay on the track. The remote is definitely the new wave of counseling.
I'm just old school because I like going to sit on people's couch with a box of tissue. And
dramatic. Yeah.
Give me all of the theatrics of therapy. Okay. I want the tissue. I want the couch with the one pillow. And the tissue box sitting directly over to the left. Yeah, I want that. Don't judge me.
There's no judgment. I'm just here for the people who wants the convenience of it. Okay. That's not my calling. But I got colleagues that can get you that now. I do got some colleagues that can get you all of that. And then some. Get you, have a candle lighting, have a mood sweat. Listen, have you all up in your feelings. Have some worship music if you need it. Whatever music you have, the music for your session. But no. So no, I will always do telehealth. That just will be who I am. I probably would do more branding. Since I have a PR person who is determined to be like, no, we gonna get you these money, these coins, which y'all, I could care less. Because God has been a sustainer from day one. But I think 2022, I'm not excited about. And I should be like, my sorority turns 100, like have all these great things going on. And I have all these affirmations and confirmations, books coming out, working on books and collaborations. People still want to pay for me to go get my PhD. And so you would think I would be excited, but I'm not. Like, I'm just, God, if you do it, if you don't, but I'm grateful. Like, I literally have a heart of Thanksgiving because honestly, I went back and checked my prayer book, that vision journal, that prayer book, whatever you want to call it. And I realized Daddy has done stuff even without me taking knowledge of it. So I want to be so in tune with him that I am just grateful. I want to do the TED Talks. Like, that's one thing I want to do. I want to do TED Talks. I want to be able to consult more and do all of that. But most importantly, I just want to be thankful. I don't want to be just grateful for what God has done. I want to be thankful. Like, I want to give him thanks before he does it. So I'm grateful for that moment. And I don't know, maybe that's what it is. But I'm just here. I'm just excited to see everybody in my circle win. I think I'm more excited about my circle winning than I am winning.
I think that's a good place, though, for God to bless you. You know, not more so I, me, but God do it for them. Mm-hmm. And I think by default that gets God's attention, and he automatically wants to bless you and increase you. So I think that's a great place to be. I ain't there yet. But can I be honest? I'm not there yet. There's still things that I'm strongly believing God for, especially as it relates to my immediate family. And when I say immediate family, I mean me and my three kids. I am really believing God to shift some things for us. I've had a goal for at least since they were 5 and 2, that by the time that they were 13 and 10, that I would be at a certain place. And I'm really praying and asking God to allow 22 to be that year. Because as you know, book turns 13, and the twins will be 10. And I wanted to be at a certain place before that happens. So that's my focus for 2022 as it relates to family. And I don't know about y'all, when y'all are doing y'all intentions for the upcoming new year, do y'all break it down into categories like career, family, finances, however that may go? Because that's how I do my writings. I break it down into different areas of life, and then I pray according to the area. And so that's what I really am focused on this year, not necessarily anything outward. Of course, I want those connected to me to be blessed. But I'm really, really believing God for this one thing. And child, if he give me this one thing, I feel it right now, my shundo.
But at what cost?
What you mean? Don't do that.
You ask me a question, I'm trying to give you the answer. I'm trying to answer it. But at what cost? Like, you're asking God for this one thing, but at what cost are you willing to work for it? Like, it's a difference between working for it, right? Like, I think you're a great worker, but I don't think you're a great surrendering.
What you mean?
So when I say cost, if he asks you to let go of the hurt.
He doing it.
No. I'm talking about the hurt you have towards you, not others.
Well, I'm working on that. I'm being all the way 100. I'm working on that. And it is hard.
So if he asks you to give you that secret place, you know, that place that gets you crying and you be like, God, I'm just not ready to surrender that right now, because that means I had to open some doors I really don't want to open, and I'm not ready to open those doors because it's going to come with some emotions that I really don't want to deal with. And if I deal with those emotions, that means I got to deal with the people and the emotions, because they're still in my life and they're still present. And then I got to look at them and I got to really tell them how I feel. And God, I really don't want to do that, because I'm good with me and my three over here, and the four of us doing what we do. And I come in and come out, and I ain't got to be as consistent as you're asking me to be. That part. Oh.
Where'd that come from?
I'm just asking. I'm asking.
I want to go deeper, but I'm not going deeper and giving the international webs my business. No. We're not going to do, not today, okay? But I am learning to surrender that area that you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just be clear. I'm learning how to. It has not been easy. It has not been easy. It's not easy like Sunday morning. It's not. I'm just being real. It's not. But I'm learning that I can't pick and choose what I surrender.
That's good.
You know, if you're going to give it, you give it all. All is all. And I firmly believe that that's probably why my ministry hasn't taken off the way that, you know, the way that I see, because I haven't completely surrendered all. And so that's why I believe that God is calling me into that word femininity, because there is a deeper level that I believe I must go. And that does require a surrender. It requires a renewed yes. And yes does not come with disclosures.
Let's talk about that. You said a renewed yes. Can we just unpack that for a minute? And I think this is gonna be a short episode. We're gonna try to make it short because last week we was on here for like 1 hour and 8 minutes. It was good information.
Sure was. That was a good doggone podcast. I don't care what nobody say.
You know, a lot of people said it. I'm gonna give God a renewed yes. And a part of me feels like that statement can be very saintish. Church.
Okay. Well, I don't know another way to put it.
No. I'm not coming for you. I'm just saying.
I was not for me so much. I don't know.
Let me disclaim, I'm not coming for anybody who makes this statement. I want to challenge this statement to make you understand how that statement could be a limitation more than a inspiration. Because to say it's a renewed yes, right? Meaning that I'm going to find that space of renewal. I'm going to take it, give it, and leave it there. And a lot of times when we say, oh God, I'm going to give you a new yes, I'm going to give you a renewed yes, God doesn't want just a renewed yes once. He wants it daily. Hmm. And so I think a lot of times people say that and they think it's a one-time opportunity when reality, just like grace and mercy, it's a daily opportunity. And I don't want our listeners to get stuck in one yes when God's requiring yes daily.
That's good.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll say this. I have to say yes again in a deeper and greater way.
Right. But I want you to say that yes deeper and greater daily, or weekly, or monthly. Like, I don't want you to think it's a, oh, I said it, I felt that. I know. I don't want you to have that experience of a yes and think that yes should carry you throughout the rest of the year.
Oh, mm-mm.
Or even, or that yes should carry you throughout the rest of the month.
No, I wouldn't say that either. Because I'm constantly, like, I'll say for me, I'm constantly in prayer, constantly talking to God. I might not do the formalities of prayer, but I'm always praying. So I just feel like when I commune with God, He's downloading and giving me opportunity and space to say yes again to whatever, you know, because when you pray, most of the time, you know, some people pray, you know, with their words. I don't do that. I pray strictly, you know, in the Holy Ghost, because I know that me praying words is me pushing Cynthia's agenda, and so much of what I'm trying to do does not require Cynthia pushing her agenda. So, yeah, that's where I am as it relates to the end of the year and vision. And I just want to encourage y'all, if y'all do vision boards, try it a different way. Write your vision, use scriptures to back up what you're writing, because the Lord yields to His word. That's why they tell us to pray scripture, because the angels hearken to the word of God. And so I would encourage you guys, as you get ready to bring 21 to a close and cross over into 2022, do something different. If you did a vision board last year, write. your vision this year and use scripture to support what you write. And watch what God does. At the top of 2021, I went to Hobby Lobby and I bought me a chalk dry erase board. And the Holy Spirit told me to write down everything that I wanted or that I was believing God for on this board. And by the end, it wasn't even the end of the year, I'd say probably by the end of November, all of those things had been completed. And so I challenge you to do the same. Pray and ask God, God, what do you want for my life? And once he gives you those things, write them down and use scripture to back it up. And then put it in a place where you see it every day. Put it in a place where, you know, you pass every day. And begin to meditate on the scriptures. Begin to speak those scriptures over your life and even put your name in the places that, you know, resonate with you and watch what God does. Any last words?
I think you covered it. I think you did it.
I'm so proud of us. I am proud of us. Because I struggle with consistency, but you hold me accountable.
Oh, the struggle is real.
It is. I know I frustrate you, but guess what? That's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. Y'all, until next time. Or until next episode.
Yes, until the next episode. Y'all missed. Listen, if you have not submitted your prayer request, we will be praying on the next episode. So if you have not submitted your prayer request, please do so by sending them to JesusPlusPLUSTherapySis@gmail.com. Listen, it's not just what you need. It's like, what do you need prayer for? What have you been praying for? But you need some more strength, some more increased faith. You need somebody to touch and agree with you on Let's Pray Together. I think that's something. I think we'll always end the year or begin the year as such. And I think that's a tradition we'll probably just start and continue on. So and we will be looking for those testimonies to come in, and you all can email those too, like, hey, y'all prayed, baby, hey, that thing came through. Yeah,
because when we pray.
So if y'all would go ahead, and we'll probably pray and fast on that day that we record, so we can be ready and prayerful and intact. And yeah, so we'll talk a little bit, pray, decree some things, give you some decorations that we'll decree over your year. And then we'll go from there. And then we'll take a break and we'll see y'all back in 2022. Hello,
2022.
Yes. And so we'll go back to video recording. And we'll probably change the name. Well, not change the name, but kind of stick to a particular time instead of saying like whatever. I'm thinking Jesus Plus Therapy in 45 minutes. I think we could do that. So y'all stick to, we have a lot of planning and vision writing to do ourselves. But I encourage you all to go back and read Habakkuk so you can know exactly what that scripture that we use, what was really taking place, and let God give you a revelation on what vision looks like through him and with him. Until next time, y'all have a great day, morning, or afternoon, and we will see you next week for our last episode of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis Season 1. Y'all have a good one. Bye!